Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Hello, dear friend, and welcome to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and I am your host here, bringing you what I am learning about this gorgeous little industry that we're in photography. And I am going to talk today a little bit about a subject that is flooding my inbox at the moment, and I'm sure it is yours too. And that is AI. Now, I know that the whole artificial intelligence thing, it can be a little bit scary. And so what I wanted to do is sort of like have a little bit of discussion about how I think we can use it to our advantage right now. And also to just give you a little bit of insight into what I have been using and what's working for me in my business. So I know that this whole AI thing can be a little bit overwhelming as we're seeing it sort of take over our industry. So we're looking at it all in the facial recognition software. We're looking at in people being able to filter their photos beyond what they look like. I know that there was a lot of discussion recently when Madonna was on at the Grammys and people were talking about the fact that her Instagram looks really nothing like what her in-person person looks like. And I think that's happening more and more. And we all know that that's going on. So what does that mean for us photographers, right? Where does that sort of leave us? Well, obviously in the realm of personal brand photography, we are working with real people and they will still want to have their real personalities showing and they will still need content for their platforms for a while, right? That's still going to be ongoing until things change and maybe the industry shifts or something like that. But for right now, I'm not going to get overly concerned. There's a lot of research and there's a lot of technology coming out in the way of like digital avatars or digital humans. And I'm not sure if you've seen anything about this, but you know, literally somebody's head from a photograph can get morphed into a video and you could be sort of showing doing anything these days. And that technology, yes, it is coming, but I don't think that it's going to fully replace personality-driven content, okay? So I'm not going to get so concerned and so worried about all of this. We live in an age right now of the personal brand where people want to still connect with real humans. And yes, there is going to be a lot of huge changes in the next 5 years. It's already happening, but I still think that we can find ways to utilize this to our advantage rather than getting in a huff, getting scared or getting overwhelmed and not doing anything about it. So I choose myself personally to focus on the positives and not on the negatives. And that's my hope today. I'm hoping that you'll come along for that ride with me and ride the positivity train and not go into the negatives of what, you know, people are thinking. Now, what you might not know is there's already a lot of AI technology in our cameras, okay? A lot of the software and the facial recognition stuff and the tracking and the focusing and all of that sort of stuff. We're already utilizing a lot of it. And of course, we're utilizing it a lot in our phone technology as well, all right? So it's already upon us. And there's two main ways that I've discovered recently in the last 6 months that I think you can kind of adopt AI technology and make it work for you in your business today. And so that's what I'm going to be showing you. Now, so the first way that I think is really a game changer is in the photo editing department. And particularly, we're talking about that processing from raw files into JPEGs or however you want to present your images. Now, this technology, is crazy. And if you haven't looked into it, can I please encourage you to go and have a look into what is going on out there in this world? Because there is a new software, particularly Imagine AI. They contacted me 6 months ago. I kind of ignored it, but now I've started looking at it over the last couple of months. And it is phenomenal. And it is a game changer for us in terms of time and effort. Now, if you haven't discovered this software already, basically what it does is it's kind of like an algorithmic sort of thing where it examines your photographs and then it makes automated changes to improve and enhance your images, basically. So what it does is it learns about what your behaviors are. So let's say you're using Lightroom, which is what Imagine is using. You can upload your images to Imagine. You can allow it to do its thing, and it can automatically do the corrections on your photographs. You take them back, you make the corrections, and then you can upload it again and it will review what you've done and it will learn your settings. It will start to adopt your systems and adopt your settings and understand how you want your images to be presented. And then it'll keep learning every time you do that. And the fantastic thing about it is that they give you, I think it's like a couple of thousand photos for free in order for you to be able to do this learning process. And then it is dirt cheap and super quick to get your photographs back to you in a way that's near on perfect to the way that you would do it yourself. And it can not only do the color adjustments, it can also do things like your cropping, and it can do your alignment so that it makes your make sure that everything's sort of steady and that your horizontal planes are all perfect. It's insane. I have enjoyed playing with this. And let me tell you, if I still had this technology back in the wedding days, I might have rethought my giving up weddings as early as I did. Because back in the day, when I was doing weddings, I'd shoot, you know, between two cameras, we come out with 4,000 to 5,000 photos. We'd have to cull it down to like 1,200 photos. And then you could spend literally 4 to 8 hours going through those color corrections on those 1,000 or 1,500 photographs. It was crazy. And now that time is literally cut down by fractions, right? So I recently uploaded a catalog of 400 photographs. It took about 10, 15 minutes to upload them because there was something wrong with the catalog, so it needed to be updated. And then it spent, I don't know, maybe it was like another 10, 15 minutes kind of going through the images. I don't know, because I walked away and then I came back and the job was done. And I got a catalog that I could download and in re-upload, it would go automatically re-uploaded into Lightroom, and the images were insane. They were just beautiful. Just a few tweaks here and there, uploaded it again, it reviews the photograph, so it learns not to make the mistakes twice, right? It's like the child you wish you had, where you told it to do something once, like pick up its towels, and it does it again, okay? And it does it on repeat, then you never have to tell it to pick up its towels again. So this software is incredible. It will store your settings. And best of all, if you're not really sold or you're not sure of what the settings you want, it actually has some profiles built into there from some really beautiful photographers from around the world. And you can use their profiles if you want. And so you can use their profiles, download the catalog, make some tweaks, make it a little bit more your own, and upload it. And then do the same thing the next time if you want. So this is incredible. Life-saving, sanity-saving, time-saving, and money-saving technology. It's only 5 cents US per image to do the color corrections, and it's 1 cent if you want it to be cropped or rotated in any kind of way. So that is incredible. 6 cents an image. So if you're looking at 1,000 photos in a wedding, it's a considerable savings on what you're going to spend going to a lot of outsourcing companies. But more so for me, if you're doing it yourself, it's a considerable savings of your time. Now, of course, it does come with a little bit of negatives, and I'm not going to be all spooky, spooky, spooky. You do have to go through the process of learning, and it's not going to get it right every single time. So obviously your tastes are going to shift and change, and there might be sort of images that you want it done in a particular way. But I think to just start with that base of having all of the images already done at a 90% quality is fantastic. Then you might find you just want to go in and make individual tweaks according to what stylistically you wanted for that photograph. But talk about being able to create consistency in the look that you are creating for your audience as well. So you start to be able to create that signature look that doesn't wane according to the day. I don't know about you, but I remember particularly back in the wedding days, but some days when I was tired and I'd been sort of like color correcting for 5 or 6 hours, I could come back the next day and look at the job and it would sort of be a little bit off kilter. I might have like, you know, pushed to yellow or some blues were kind of punching out or something like that. And according to my mood, the photos could slightly ebb and flow, if you know what I mean. So this way you know that you're going to be starting to create a very consistent look as well. I think that this technology is amazing and it's just going to keep getting better and better. So I believe that this is one great way that you can take the current technology, adapt it really quickly and make it your own and just run with it. And then you can spend more time doing fun things like marketing or going to the beach. I know not everybody finds marketing fun, but I know that that's where I really do make the money in my business. So for me to be able to take time off my plate doing things like editing and be able to then spend my business attention and time doing things like marketing where I know I'm going to grow my business, that to me is a massive, huge win and makes the investment into this software phenomenal. Now, they do charge a minimum of $7 US a month, but as soon as you go over the $7, they absorb that. So it comes off the price of your job. And also too, if you don't use $7 in the month, as far as I can see right now, they're carrying that over to the next month. So it's just going to be an automatic payment of $7 if you don't meet over $7 worth of jobs going through. But if you've got any way kind of like, you know, good capacity coming through your business, the $7 is not going to be a massive fee out of your bottom line if you don't make it for a month or two in a row. And remember, if it still carries over, you're not out of pocket at all. It'll just come off your next couple of months of jobs. So I'm going to pop a link into the show notes for this so that you can jump on board and have a little play. And as I said, they give you a couple of thousand images for free. I'm not getting any affiliate commissions or anything like that from this. I just believe in this software and I think it's fantastic. So I hope that it works for you too. Now, another technology that you can be using right now is the copywriting technology, which is ChatGPT. Now, if you haven't come across this at all, where have you been? It's everywhere at the moment. But what this technology allows you to do is it really is about writing great copy for you. Now, it scares me because I'm the mother of a teenager who's about to start doing the senior years of high school. And I worry that her entire cohort that are coming through are never going to have to write an essay again. This technology is that good. I have been playing with it over the last couple of weeks and I've gotten it to write a few different essays. You can literally go into this technology and say, write me a 500 word essay on the American Revolution. And right before your eyes, it literally starts writing it. It is insane. And it sounds like a human. It writes exactly how we were taught to write essays when we were at schools. It is that good. It is that crazy. And it's happening right before your eyes. It's writing quicker than you could type it. It's crazy. Now, what I have seen a lot of software companies that I use are doing, are they starting to integrate it to make it work? And this is what I think you can do too. If you're stuck with writing sales copy, if you get really stuck with writing posts and things like that, this can be a great launch pad to help you to write clearer copy, basically. So there are companies like Jasper AI, which you do pay quite heftily for. I think it's about $80 US a month at the moment. But you can literally go in and you can get it to write copy for your sales pages, for your emails, for your Facebook ads, for everything. Okay. It follows specific formats that are kind of like best practices, and you could get it to write copy on anything. Now, I went in to these platforms and I did a few examples. So one of the suggestions that I wanted is I wanted suggestions for email subject lines to get people to open an email about a personal brand photo shoot. So this is what I got back. So the first one was boost your personal brand with professional photos. Make a lasting impression with personal brand photo shoot. Invest in yourself. Schedule your personal brand photo shoot today. Or get noticed. Upgrade your personal brand with professional photos. Or another one, transform your online presence with a personal brand photo shoot. And the list went on, and it just kept literally writing and writing and writing and writing. Okay. Now I also asked it to write me sales copy, and I asked it to write me ad copy. And I'm going to attach those to this. I don't want to read every single one of them. I'm going to pop them into a PDF so you can download it if you want to have a look at it and see what it wrote. But it's pretty bloody good. I'm going to say a lot of the language that in there I've been teaching, sort of the structure and the way that I've been teaching. So it's like literally has shaken me a little bit because I'm like, this is a lot of what I teach inside of my course. However, what I will say is that this, it cannot write like you as a human, and it cannot speak colloquially like you do as a human. It comes really close, but it can't pick up the nuances that you can in your own particular way of languaging things. Okay, so right now the technology is not at a level where I think it's going to replace you writing, but I do think that it's for people who are really struggling to just write content or write articles or get some blog content on your pages, this technology is going to literally transform it for you. You do need to be careful because, as I said, the language is sort of a little bit generic salesy, and so it doesn't feel like it feels like it's written by a business, not by a person, if that makes sense. So, you know, when you go onto like the Coca-Cola website, there's a big difference about jumping on that website as opposed to jumping on someone like Gary Vee, where it feels like it's coming from a person. And so if you have your name on the business door, or if you are the only photographer in your business, I want to say to you to be very careful that you're speaking in big language and you're not sounding like a human. But you can definitely take this as a base, like all good high school students do, and make it your own. Okay. So definitely it's like back in the day where you'd sort of like, you know, take some prose from an encyclopedia or something, and then you go and make your essay, make it sound like you. That's what you kind of need to do with this sort of language, but it's pretty bloody good. Now, as I said, I think that in time, it's probably going to get a little bit better and a little bit more colloquial. I'm sure that you'll be able in time to train the voice to sound more like you and maybe just do some speaking exercises, and it might start to adopt your voice, and then you can sort of, you know, download it and things like that. And obviously you've got sort of, you know, software out there that's like transcription software where you can automatically download your voice and what you're saying anyway and get it transcribed. But if you want to come up with some articles to put onto your blog to just drive some traffic for SEO to your website, this is going to be a great way for you to do it because it's all going to be keyword focused as well. Like it's going to follow the best practices to do the task that you plug into it. Now, I played around with one of them, which is called OpenAI. And right now, that's just free technology where you can go in and you can have a play. I'm popping a link for that one into the show notes so you can have a little look at that if you want. You just sign up and then basically you can get free access. I'm sure with this, what they're doing is just gathering data, and then it will probably be a paid thing going forward. But right now it's kind of like a beta version where you can just go in and you can get copy and you can get essays and you can get answers to questions and all that sort of stuff in a logical way. Now, I did try to play with it and see if I could get it to do some fun things. So I asked it to write me a letter to get me out of a speeding fine, and it then kind of like shut down, went all red, and it said it's not allowed to do anything that's illegal. So you know, there's boundaries on it, and it's good, like for a good way. Yeah, I was just showing my cleaner how it worked, and I came up with that, and when it went bah, bah, it was sort of like locked me up for a minute. But you can definitely go in there, have a play, and get as excited as I am, because I think that this is, again, a game changer for us. The other one that I mentioned, Jasper AI, it has more of a marketing purpose behind it, which is why it's behind a paywall. So you do have to pay for it, but it will literally write you newsletter copy, ad copy, sales letters copy. It will offer copies, sales pages. Like it will come up with all different types of templates for you to work with. And not only will it do one version, you can get it to do multiple versions as well, which is phenomenal. So then you can even just work with the bases of three or four and you can sort of meld them all together to make it work for you. But I like that one because it has a lot of training inside of it. So it teaches you to work the system on it really well. And the thing about it is that it the training tells you that it's only as good as the input that you put in. So you've got to be really specific about what you want to get out of it. So you could go and you could write something like I did last week for last week episode, if anybody listened. The 50 photographs episode for your client that I pulled out. I had actually done a blog post on this about 5 years ago, but I did go into the AI and ask it for 50 places you could use personal brand images, in full disclosure, just for the laugh. And I will include that list here, but it gave me a list. Now I only changed a couple that were on my existing list to update a few. I just thought it was really interesting that you can, ask it super specific questions and come from specific pain points too. So in another one, I think I asked something like marketing, personal branding, photography, for people who feel insecure about their bodies, and it wrote ad copy to that. Okie dokie. So crazy. Now, of course, as I said, it cannot replace you and the way that you intonate, the way that you gesture, the way that your mind thinks, the little sneaky bits of your sense of humor, all of that kind of thing. And look, essentially, that's what I've always tried to teach with best practices of marketing. That's the stuff that I try to get help people to find their own marketing voice. But if you just know that you're really struggling to find your own marketing voice, I would say just jump in and give this a go, because something out there is better than nothing. I really don't want you sounding like a computer generated thing, but I also too don't want to see you stuck in action. And if right now you're suddenly feeling blocked and you just can't get past this whole copywriting thing, then this might be a way to help you to move through it. So I think these two applications today in early 2023 are phenomenal time savers for us photographers. And I think if you can jump in and start to adapt them into your business, you are going to have lots of fun and get back lots of your sanity and your time. My friend, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope that what I've shared has been helpful to you. And I hope that if this episode and this episodes, if this podcast is helping you, that you wouldn't mind sharing me with your photographer friends, or even just simply rating and reviewing this podcast, because it all helps in order to be able to get more people to be able to listen and to be able to have guidance and support. Because let's face it, photography sometimes can be a very lonely business to be in. And so having someone in your ear to support you and to guide you along the way can be helpful for others as well. All right, my friends, I look forward to seeing you next week. We can take my Lambo. I'll put on a tight show.